All right, that was Knoxville, one of the singles John's going to be, has out. Mm-hmm. And before that, we heard Recycling Morning in Arlington Heights, just one of my personal favorites from the airport.
Thank you, my hometown.
Yes, I delivered mail there for 30-plus years. So,
speaking of Arlington Heights, that song that we just listened to, Knoxville, was recorded in a large chunk of the album, maybe 80% of the album, was recorded at Apple Tone Studio up the hill from me with Scott Janovitz. We fell into this working relationship and it was really fun and easy, and he did so much work on it. Even when I wasn't around, he did string arrangements and everything. We had a blast. We really had a blast, and I think you can hear it in that too.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. I highly recommend going to Scott's place.
And Knoxville obviously has a bit of a message to it.
Well, the message is, like, I was watching MSNBC, and there was a story about Randy McNally, the Lieutenant General of Tennessee, who is anti-LGBT.
Yeah, they're doing some scary stuff.
But he was flirting so hard with this young influencer on Instagram, this openly gay. And, I mean, he was like, you're so hot, you could make the rainbow happen on a rainy day. And he was doing it all with the, like, government Facebook page or Instagram page. So he got busted and he was on and on. He obviously had the hots for this kid. So I was like, wow, what a hypocrite, you know, more or less. So I'm basically singing, the narrator is Randy McNally. I'm Randy McNally in the song, wanting to run away with this kid, you know, and I mean, I think the kid was of age. It wasn't like he was not a predator or anything like that.
Yeah, but
there's nothing wrong with that sort of love, of course.
But yeah.
To be such a hypocrite about it.
Be such against the movement and then be trying to court. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, this tune I say is sort of like Good Old Boys meets Back in Black, kind of a Randy Newman AC/DC thing. And that one, I wrote that so quick. That was one of the last tunes that we tracked for the record, but not the last tune.
Yeah.
Usually I'll keep writing songs until the record's good. You know? This record's not good yet. I got to write a couple more.
Yeah.
So,
I'm always, the Shut Up and Sing movement, I'm very much opposed to that. Some people, some bands, it's a personal choice. If they want to delve into politics or social issues,
yeah.
A lot of bands don't, and that's fine. But if someone chooses to, I hate when you get the, just shut up and play music. Shut up. I mean, that's what music's about, speaking out and rebellion and things of that nature. So
people like, Todd Rundgren's fans, people, well, I wish he'd just stick to music. I don't like his politics. Well, it's like, you know what? He doesn't like your politics either.
Right.
So let's just deal with that.
Yeah. And if it bothers you that bad, then you just don't go, I guess.
Right.
But
let's move on.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, to not... How could you not comment on some of these things?
You have to. Yeah. Especially, as you said, some of the stuff that they're trying to do to the LGBTQ community is... I don't know. It's talk about taking a step backwards. It's leaps and bounds.
Sure, sure.
But hopefully it doesn't.
Well, this is my little protest.
I like it.
In a rock and roll.
Yeah, I was saying that song's got a bit of rock to it.
Yeah, you know, when push comes to shove, I like rock, I think, the most of any genre. I do like to rock out. And when we're at the Toad, you know, I know we may play these songs that have a disco or some jazzy or whatever, but man, when we've used up all our drink tickets and we're playing Astrological Sign Choker, man, I swear, like a 30-pound bag of kitty litter falls off the shelf at the Star Market, you know, over in that parking lot. I love to rock.
What's most of this new solo effort? Well, if you were to classify it, is it just Run the Gamut?
You know, to me, it's more upbeat than some of the last records. Some of the last records have a... And I love all the records the Airport's done, but some of them have a bit of a melancholy feel, or there's almost like a... Some of them have some downers on them, and while there is a downer...
I was going to say, there were some downers going on.
Right, of course. But this album, to me, has more of an upbeat feel. It's not going to be any one genre. I'll never be the Ramones guy.
Right.
Or the... Bruce guy.
Right.
You know, I gotta mix it up. That's what interests me. Those are the people that are my heroes.
Yeah.
And I find, you know, soul and rock and R&B and funk and jazz. I love all of it, you know, so it's hard to just... But that one is a rocker. And there's another rocker that Josh Hager from Devo kind of inspired, a story that he had sent me. So that there's a rocker there. I'd have to go through the tracks, but you have to find out for yourself, Scott.
Yeah. Do we have? Oh, you don't know when it's gonna all
probably
come
up. I want to say like September, something like that. Yeah.
So this year.
Oh yeah, this year it's done. It's mastered. I mean, it's
gone. It's good to go.
It's done. I just don't want to, like all my other records, release it and then immediately the next day it's.
I should have done this.
You bury it on the bike path, you know, behind, or in the Paul Revere Trail.
Yeah, just handing them out as I go down the street.
No, so yet. I'd rather, like you said, release singles and videos. And, you know, this record was supposed to come out on Red on Red, and that was a real tragedy. Of course, for so many people, what happened to Justine.
Yeah.
Justine had come to the studio with Scott Janovitz and I. She selected three singles, and we had a plan, and she had a release date. And then, wow, just, you know, out of the blue, that happened. But she did, before she passed, I was contacted by, like, her radio guy, who told me that I was next in line for this push on this single. And, you know, I don't know how deep, you know, that distribution is or whatever, but he is getting it played, which is something I was so looking forward to working with Justine, just because she was so good for the scene, and she was... You know, there was going to be gigs and there was going to be a plan, you know, and all that. But it's just, as my grandmother said, John, it's just one of those things, you know, it's one of those things.
She was on the show 10 days, I think, before she passed, promoting the Signal Light,
the
CD, with Janet. Her and Janet came on.
Yeah.
And and then I went to the release, which was a few days after.
Uh-huh.
Sure. And it was within a few days after that. So, yeah, it was... What a shock.
What a shock. It's still...
So you're looking for a home for this thing.
Yeah, looking for a home. I'm not sweating it too much. Yeah. I have a friend with a label who has agreed to put it out, which is more than I could do. I mean, usually I just put it on Bandcamp. You know, that's my thing.
Yeah.
Which has been great. You know, when you get a cha-ching on Bandcamp.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it does add up, but...
Sometimes a label just gives you an extra little push, even...
Yeah. Well, I'll never make a record like this again because the special guests, it's just like, that's never going to happen again, the way that all lined up. So I'd rather, because I feel like there's a little story, you know, with this record. You know?
Sure.
This guy's still making music, and he's got this record with all these people on it that I know and that I've worked with, and that I like to feel, you know, like my music as well, and they wanted to contribute, so. Except Jerry didn't know me, you know, but now he knows me.
Yeah. And, sounds like it was kind of a bucket list thing to get these people that really wanted to work with and to
put it all together. I had worked with all of them before except Jerry. So he was the real bucket list. And then everything else was just like really good luck, you know?
Yeah.
And the kindness and generosity of all the players.
Yeah.
Yeah, now.
I hear you. See, this is why it's the show is bounced between 1 and 2 hours. It's got to be 2 because I need 2 hours to play the stuff I have to play as well as have people like yourself in. So that's a good thing. Hopefully we can, after the summer, hopefully we will continue and I don't have to go back and forth with the board of students.
All right.
And get this thing locked in it too. But
well, when the record's done, you know, you'll be one of the first people to get it. And
I'll have it out here.
I appreciate your support. For however many years you've been spinning my stuff.
Great stuff. It's great stuff. It's local stuff. And I just feel like there's a lack of ways to get it. MFO is pretty good like that, in general, the station, with local music. But it's just, I don't know, the avenues are shutting down that you can hear local music.
You know,
commercial, there aren't any on commercial. I mean, I think there is a rogue, there's one or two little commercial stations that have local things, but they're not broad and they're not.
Well, all you can do, if you can afford to do it, is, as they say, keep doing good work, you know?
Yeah, and it'll hopefully it finds its way.
Right.
Either, whether, like you said, even through, like, Bandcamp or playing shows, I'm sure. I've been at a lot of shows where there's a younger people that do get into the...
They get a kick out of it. They seem to get... I love to when that, you know, when they show up, the young people. They always say the same thing to me. I love your act. I love your act. It's like, I guess maybe there's a bit of an act in there. To see a man my age.
A little bit of it.
You know, going crazy on stage. But I'm just always happy to get that energy, of course.
Yeah.
Show those kids what we can do.
Yeah. You got one more in you?
I got one more. I'm going to... this is the very last song that was written while we were recording. It'll be the last song on the record. This is about George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic. I saw a documentary about them, and this song just came out, and it's done in almost like a demo style on the record. Just myself and Scott Janovitz and Mike Gent on the piano, and me on the guitar. It's called Plainfield Silk Palace. Records kind of like that. It's all over the place again, but it feels light and upbeat and fun.
Yeah, that's what a lot of your work is like. It bounces around, which I think is good.
The tunes keep coming, man.
Yeah, I was gonna get this in while we were on air. I was gonna get some So Tight.
Oh, cool. Oh, well, You had asked me.
Speaking of.
You had asked while we weren't on the air if this was my first solo album.
Yes, that's right. And you said to revisit that, yeah.
It's actually not. In like 2006, I made a record with Paul Coldery and Adam Taylor called Cut Way Down, which only exists on Bandcamp. And it didn't come out for maybe 5 years or so. But Paul had approached me about doing a solo record. Mm-hmm. And the Rudds were breaking up. And he's like, well, you know, if you want to make a third Rudds record, I'll charge you this much. If you want to make a solo record, I won't charge you anything.
Really?
I was like, well, okay.
That's a
no-brainer. So I went in, and I don't know necessarily that I had enough songs at that time, but I feel this one and a handful of others, you know, sort of stand the test. But yeah, Paul and Adam Taylor really, they brought in all these great musicians and percussionists and guys from Corner Shop and a guy named Steve Smith who played percussion with Madonna. And we made this little record called Cut Way Down. And this is actually the first solo record. So Jerry's House will be the second.
Jerry's House will be the first non-digital song. This, 'cause the,
that's right.
That was a Bandcamp release only.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, yeah, I don't know where I found this, because
this is with the great Andrea
yes.
Gillis.
I don't know where I found it, so it's been out, it's fairly old, no?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's like 15 years old now.
Wonder where I got it.
And this sort of has an Elton John, Kiki
yeah,
kind
exactly.
of feel to it.
I kind of liked it.
Thank you.
So,
it's sure enough catchy.
But I'll play that on your way out, but anything else you want to throw in there? Anything you want to plug? Or,
well, yeah, I just want to plug this Boston Harbor Distillery show coming up. We'd love to have a nice little turnout there. Our bassist, Jim Haggerty, has been booking the place. We were the first band to ever play there 2 years ago. This will be the two-year anniversary of the distillery in Dorchester. Beautiful space, delicious drinks, and, you know, I can't say that the airport's ever brought much good luck, but we seem to have brought good luck to the Boston Harbor Distillery, because they're still going, and we were the first band. So come on out and celebrate with us Saturday, July 29th, and I look forward to seeing you at Toad on August 5th, and also Plow and Stars, that would be the first Wednesday of August. I don't know. That would be like the first or something.
I'm
not sure. So come on out and say hi.
Yeah, well, one other thing is this solo thing. The solo thing's going to come out. Are you going to, like, are you going to play dates around it? Are you going to...
Good question. That's another thing.
You probably don't know that yet, right? You're probably still fleshing that out, I imagine.
I really don't know. You know, I sort of had some...
Well, the players aren't really around here, right? Or are
they? No, they're not around
here.
Justine and I had
a plan,
some plans and some fun ideas, but you know what, I'm gonna have to be a big boy and come up with a new plan.
Yeah,
you know? But I want to thank Justine for picking the singles and believing in this, and and it was great to get to spend some time with her while she was here.
Yeah, her music's always out there. I still play it, and so at least there is that. But all right, John, thanks so much for coming
in. Sky Bar, I had a blast.
Yeah, always a blast to have you in-house here.
I better get back to my children.
I know, they're on their own.
No, there's a sitter.
Yeah, you never. These sitters, sometimes they run out, though. You never know. So, yes, I'll let you.
Punk kids is what they
are. You're close. You'll be back within probably 10 minutes.
Thank you, 91.5 WMFO. Thank you, Skybar.
Yes, my pleasure.
And thank you, Dan Kopko.
Here is a duet.
But you're lost in Spain. Put my feet touched down and I saw the real thing. It's gonna be hard living without you, baby. Face another long night. But what can I do when you go on this way? Hold on to my soul so tight. Talk to me, babe. Don't you wanna be the one? Don't be afraid of the space in between. The streets so endlessly, wandering where they cannot see. Find my way through the struggle and strife, but I become a prisoner of the night. Whoa, 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 a prisoner of the night. Whoa, whoa. Cat so strong and proud. Sometimes you have to run and hide before you bounce. I look straight into the glow of his eyes, and he knows I'm a prisoner of the night. Whoa, 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 a prisoner of the night. Whoa, whoa, whoa. With a swish of his tail, he is gone. And save for my shadow, I'm alone. But the feeling of danger is there. Like a cat, I crouch and stare. I'll go down fighting all the way. The hair on my neck stands like his word. Please do not force my hand, 'cause I will end your life. The stars look on it differently. City buses with light, but soon enough we'll be a prisoner of the night. Whoa, 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 a prisoner of the night. Whoa, 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 a prisoner of the night. Whoa, whoa, whoa. rather meet you. Tether me to something. Tether me to you. I try to stand, but I can't do it.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Behind him with a knife up to his throat.
Brand new single by the False Positives called Leaves a Mark. Before that, State of the Union with Tether, Tiger Army with Prisoner of the Night, and Soul So Tight, John Paul Haida with Andrea Gillis. Always a blast to have John Paul Haida come in. Good thing it's a two-hour show because I want to plug a couple shows. This Saturday at the Burren, Shanghai Lowe's and Gene Dante. I'm going to play a couple songs by both those bands. Once again, this is Saturday night. And what will I play first? First, we're going to play something by the Shanghai Lowe's. Shanghai Lowe's and Gene Dante are at this bill at the Burren Saturday.
Take me for a ride.
Jean Dante with She's Outside. And before that, Plymouth Rock by the Shanghai Lows. Once again, they're at the Barron this Saturday. Also, Sunday at the Midway. It's an afternoon show. I mean, I think it's 3 to 7, something along those lines. But it's at the Midway. Is this Sunday? Fantastic lineup with Shiver Lane, Little Billy Lost, and Holy Smoke. Play some stuff by those guys right now. This first one is a tune by Shiver Lane.
Cherry blossom now. I'm trying to find balance. We'll be right back.
All right, that was a band called Bully. That song was called Days Move Slow. And as people listen to the show know, a vast majority of the music I play is local, but I don't restrict it to local music because I wouldn't be able to play songs like that if I did that. So brand new release, as I said, it's called Lucky For You by Bully. Before that, I played Holy Smoke. Song was called Balance. Little Billy Lost, Whiskey Point and Sugar Lane with Cherry Blossom Lounge. And once again, they will be at the Midway this Sunday, those three bands. Great bill. Check it out. And I like that Bully release a lot called Lucky For You. So I'm going to play another one by them off of that. And thanks for listening. WMFO in Medford. Rising with Sky Bar. Here's one more for you. See you next week.